All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name's Todd. I'm one of the pastors at First Family Church. Today is Tuesday, May the 5th. That's right, it's a good Cinco de Mayo day. Glad you're on board listening, and I want to bring some additional insight into the text from which we preached Sunday. It was 1 Corinthians 2. And my insight, the extra observation, is also an answer to a question. I had several people ask me about my comments regarding the order of events in salvation. If you recall, there was an opportunity within the text. I think it came after the phrase in which Paul writes that without the Spirit of God, the message of the gospel or the wisdom of God is foolishness to people because it takes the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to it. And I mentioned that this helps us understand why we believe that regeneration precedes conversion. I even made the statement that multiple things happen from God's perspective when someone is converted or born again or saved. And I mentioned it that way because from our perspective, it's just a simple act of faith and repentance. God saves us, and that's a right way to see it. But from God's perspective, a lot more is going on. And so theologically, folks have taken the time to microscopically examine all the things that happen in this millisecond, this millimoment of salvation. And for years, I've really enjoyed this deeper understanding of salvation, we'll call it. It's not really deeper in the sense that it's unknown. It just takes the subject to deeper levels and becomes very enjoyable, very motivating. And the official title of this, of course, is called the Ordo Salutis. That's just Latin for the order of salvation. I would encourage you to check out Wayne Grudem's version. There are various versions of it by different theologians and those who write systematic theology, different pastors. I like Wayne's the best, even though I do modify it a bit myself. I like his version, but there's many that are good. And to be frank with you, we don't know exactly the order that these things happen. We know that they are sequential and that they occur, but there's disagreement on perhaps which comes before other ones. There's even disagreement perhaps on what some of them mean exactly. I think all of us agree that this does occur. Some would disagree perhaps on what it means. So we'll talk about that to some degree. I want to spend this podcast walking you through this general concept that I mentioned Sunday, that there are several things that happen in the millimoment of salvation. And again, I want to repeat this. I said it Sunday, I'll say it here again. I don't think it's wrong for us to simply refer to this beautiful moment of salvation in a very simplistic way by simply saying, I believed the message and God saved me. That is exactly what happened. But I think it helps us in our spiritual growth. It helps us in our maturity, and it helps us in our appreciation of God's majesty and sovereignty to actually dig deeper and to learn exactly all the things that occurred the moment God did save us. Again, this is called the Ordo Salutis, and I think there are about 9 things that happen. Some have 8, some have 10. Again, there's variance here. It's not going to change what happened. But let me walk you through just briefly the 9 things that I believe happens in the millisecond that you're born again. It's beautiful. Some have occurred in the past, but you realize it in this millisecond. Some will occur in the future. But this millisecond, this millimoment when God saves you, this begins everything and it reveals what has happened and is now true of you. And it reveals what will happen to you because of God's promises. And so that's why I say this is what occurs in this moment, though it is carried out in historical and real time and space. So first of all, I think the moment God saves us, we realize that election has occurred. This happened, of course, in the past, but it's something we realize in the present. Now, some refer to this as predestination, and they combine the words predestination and election. Both are in the Bible, so both are real and they're true. Admittedly, some have different definitions of these terms, all right? Again, some combine them. some keep them separate. So I won't debate that or argue that point here today, except to say you realize that the moment of conversion, this moment of God saving you, that you have been chosen by God. This predestination, the selection is something that occurred in the past. It's God's good pleasure. It's not based on what he knew you would do. It's not based on your merit, your favor, or any decision that you would make. It's simply God's good pleasure to choose a people unto himself. Now, I do believe this is corporate and individual. I do believe God chose a people to himself. And I believe that people is full of peoples from every nation, language, tribe, and tongue. So in essence, what you realize the moment you're born again is that God had planned all along to reveal to you the truth and beauty of the gospel, and he has, and you have believed, and so you are one of his chosen people. That's exactly what Peter calls God's people in the New Testament. And then, of course, this moment when God saves you occurs in a moment when his calling to you to be saved is effectual, or we could use the word effective. The more theological term used often is the effectual calling takes place in your life. And it's distinguished in that way because there is a general calling and then there's an effectual calling. The general calling is why often people hear the gospel multiple times and never respond, because in those moments, the Holy Spirit did not open their eyes. There wasn't repentance and faith. There was an unwillingness to see the gospel. And so their eyes were not open, but at some point the Holy Spirit gave them the capacity to see and understand and believe the gospel. And so that calling that perhaps before that had been resisted is now accepted. What I would say is then that moment, the grace of God becomes irresistible. And so they believe, or in your case, you believe. I believed. At that point, the calling is more than general. The calling is effective. It is effectual. It's personal. So there's election, there's calling, and I would be more precise by saying effectual calling. You hear it and you respond to it. And in that moment, there is regeneration. When the calling is effectual, that's the moment that the Holy Spirit opens your eyes. God gives you faith to believe. In other words, God imparts to you a new heart. He gives you spiritual life. This is called regeneration. It's an inward moment in which the calling becomes effectual, you believe, and God actually regenerates you spiritually. And then this leads to conversion. That's the external act of responding and confessing Christ as Lord, believing that he died and was buried and rose again, that he's the only way. So one is internal, one is external. But the order here does matter, because the external moment of conversion could not happen if there had not been an internal moment of regeneration. You could not have believed unless God had granted you faith to believe. And so that's the internal moment that occurs and fuels or brings about the external moment. Now, like I said Sunday, in our experience, it's hard to even separate those because they happen nearly simultaneously. But from God's perspective, these are different events, and there's a sequence to them because they matter based on the scriptures. And so there's election, there's effectual calling, there's regeneration, there is conversion, and then there's justification. At the moment that we externally exhibit repentance and faith, God then declares our sins forgiven. And in this spiritually legal manner, God applies Christ's righteousness to us, and he declares us justified, not guilty. We're innocent. We are righteous instead of unrighteous. This is called justification. It's an instantaneous act, and it precedes then adoption, which is the moment we are brought into God's family. And so here are these first few steps. Let me list them for you again. Election, calling or effectual calling, regeneration, that's internal, conversion, that's external, justification, that's legal, and then adoption, that's familial. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six sequential things that have occurred in the millimoment that you experience God's amazing grace in salvation. Again, to our experience, this happens all at the same time. And I think it's okay to see it that way. I don't think we have to try to divide this and correct everyone in all their language. I just think it's very helpful, very motivating, very edifying to realize all that God is doing in these millimoments when people are born again, when we're saved, when God's Spirit opens our eyes and we're converted. Now, there are a few more elements to the Ordo Salutis. Once we're adopted into God's family, then two things happen. One is we begin to experience sanctification. Now, that starts the moment we're saved, but it continues the entire rest of our life. God is gradually forming us into the image of His Son. And this concludes when we die and we're taken to heaven, or when Christ comes back and we are taken to heaven in that fashion, the new heavens and new earth, or the consummated kingdom. That sanctification at that point is complete. We are made like Christ. We have a glorified body. And that's the last phase, glorification. That occurs when Christ comes, and either we're resurrected because we've already died, or if we're alive and He comes, then we have a new body at that point. But glorification is that final phase, or the final sequence of salvation. So it begins with election, and then about 8 or 9 stages later, it's glorification. And all of these things, of course, happen in this millimoment that God saves you, that you confess Christ, that you repent, that you believe. You realize some things have occurred in the past to make this possible, and you begin to realize that some things are still to occur because you are now part of God's family. But it all does positionally occur and begin to take place in that millisecond when God's amazing grace overwhelms you and you believe. Again, here are the steps in the Ordo Salutis: election, effectual calling, regeneration, conversion, adoption, justification, sanctification, glorification. Now, there is another word that people use. It's called perseverance. Sometimes it's inserted between sanctification and glorification. Sometimes it's seen as part of sanctification. I'm not really sure if it matters to me where you put it, but it is a very important aspect of the order of salvation, because all those who are truly God's children will remain faithful as God's children. That's the human side of it. It speaks of our endurance and perseverance. The other side of it, what God does, is He keeps us saved. All those who are truly saved are forever saved. God will never lose any that are His. No one's able to pluck them out of His hand, John says. And so there's two sides of that coin as well. So whether you include that in sanctification, whether you make it a separate step, again, there's debate on these things. There's different numbers of stages in this Ordo Salutis. I just think it's extremely edifying, beautifully motivating. And in all frankness, it's just spiritually humbling to realize all that God does for us in that millimoment that we trusted Him. If you're already a believer and you're listening today, and you've been saved, whether it's a week, a day, or 30 years, this occurred in your life the moment you believed. For you, it was just a split moment of seeing the gospel in all of its beauty and just simply trusting Christ and repenting of sin. But from God's perspective, it had been from ages past that He elected you, and He will finish His work one day when He comes again. That's all that God is doing in your life. It's a beautiful sequence of events. We may not have the chronology exactly right. We may not have the order exactly right. I don't think that matters a ton. There are a few places where it probably does. But the point is this: God is doing far more than meets the naked eye. And so just as Sunday, 1 Corinthians 2 was an MRI into how God's presence works, the Ordo Salutis is an MRI into how salvation really works and what is all involved the moment someone believes. And so I trust that this simple podcast today has been encouraging. I trust it's been edifying. I trust it's been humbling. It's been a moment of real growth, and that you'll dig in further into what is known as the Ordo Salutis, the order of salvation. I referenced it Sunday, especially regarding why I believe 1 Corinthians 2 alludes to and is the basis for the fact that regeneration must precede conversion. Now, just one last comment. This will be a little bit of maybe a sales pitch. It's not intended that way, but I want to tell you about a resource in which I walk through some of these in narrative form. I wrote a book several years ago. It's called Different, Not Just Better. It's subtitled Salvation in Street Clothes. I think our church has some copies at Connect Center you can purchase. You can get it on Amazon. But what it does is it walks you through multiple stages of the order of salvation in testimony format. Many of these people, part of First Family Church, it's their story of how God elected them, or maybe their moment of effectual calling, or their sanctification, or their regeneration. I just take a simple testimony of someone at First Family Church, and I tell their testimony from a specific angle of one of the stages in the order of salvation. So I just want to encourage you, if you're wanting to learn more about this process from perhaps a narrative point of view, this is a theological point of view here. This is the definitions, the titles of the scriptures for what backs this up. But if you want to hear it in narrative form, like what it looks like from our perspective, we often say salvation in street clothes, I'd encourage you to pick that book up. You can get it on Amazon. You can get a copy at Connect Center. And I think you'll find it very edifying, very stimulating spiritually, in regards to all that God does for his people the moment he saves them. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and let's continue to walk with the Lord in the power of his Spirit, thankful for all he's done for us in his great work of salvation.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.